Sean Campbell from TSN 690 in Montreal joins us. Sean, how are you doing?
Good, Jason. That conversation you were having this earlier on analytics sounds like something I was having earlier today about Max Pacioretty.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Well, today it was very interesting because the Canadiens, of course, they just keep on rolling first place in the National Hockey League. But, you know, even if he's on pace for 56 points this year, a lot of people aren't happy with Max Pacioretty kind of stuck on four goals. And even Michel Therrien, who kind of has demoted Max Pacioretty down the lines where he's playing with Torrey Mitchell right now. He's played with Phil Deneau. He's not playing with the top guys. Kind of said that, you know, he needs to go get the puck. He can't just wait for someone else to go get the puck when he's attacking. And then, you know, of course, the analytics crew comes out and says that Max Pacioretty is first on the Canadiens for puck retrieval in the offensive zone. Well, anybody with one good eye can tell that there's something wrong with Max Pacioretty and he's not working as hard and he's not going after pucks like a Paul Byron or an Alex Radulov or a Brendan Gallagher, and he does wait for the puck to get to him. So sometimes the analytics crew is very good, and sometimes I'm kind of a little bit with Michel Therrien on this one, where he pretty much called out his captain today.
Yeah, no, and that's why I want to talk to you. There are certain, it's like anything, not every analytics guy thinks the same way as every other analytics guy. So to me, I try to separate them, and I try to voice which ones say which, because to me, it's like when everyone just says media, I hate it. I said, do you think I agree with every media guy? There's no chance, right? And there's some that I think are completely off the rocker. So when it comes to Pacioretty and the Habs, you know, when things are rolling, I remember Glenn Sather telling us how he always liked to create a little bit of uneasiness. You never want to get too comfortable. Is that what Therrien's doing with Pacioretty, or is Pacioretty really playing maybe not as well as he should be playing?
No, well, this is a guy that you're expecting 30 goals from. He's not skating as well. Now, there's a lot of talk about how he could be injured a lower body. He did have a couple therapy days, and, you know, he's just not skating the way that Max Pacioretty can skate. So there's a little bit of talk about that. But, you know, it's about goals and goal production for a guy like Max Pacioretty. But for him, and the reason why there's so much focus on him, one, he's the captain, and two, is his body language. And if anybody saw the penalty he took against Matt Martin on Saturday night, let me just explain this. He takes a big hit from Matt Martin. Who hasn't? He hits everybody.
Yep.
And Max Pacioretty is upset about it. And what does he do? No, he doesn't swing at Matt Martin. He doesn't give him a hack at the back of the legs. He's exiting the zone, and he, like, with his arm, grabs his arm and stick and skates alongside him. I put my arm up. Our play-by-play crew's calling for, that's going to be a penalty. The whole crowd didn't even need to boo this penalty because they knew it was a penalty. He just, for no reason, just grabs a hold of his arm and his stick because he was upset that he was hit. And then, of course, Toronto goes, scores a goal, make it 2-1, and then it was a hockey game the rest of the way because Toronto believed that they were back in the game. It's body language. Like, all day today at TSN 690, we should be talking about how, through 19 games, Thomas Plekanec has one goal and 5 points. Mm-hmm. We should be talking about how Brendan Gallagher only has, he's stuck on four goals, but he hasn't scored in 13 games. 13 for Brendan Gallagher. That's crazy. But because those guys work hard and their body language isn't poor, we're talking about Max Pacioretty, who has 13 points in 19 games, on pace for 56. You know, maybe he's, you know, he'll go on, he scores a couple goals in a game, he'll be on pace for his 25-30, but it's his body language, and that's what we're talking about. And there's something there's a lot of truth in what Michel Therrien said today about Max Pacioretty.
Well, Thomas Plekanec's making $7 million this year. He's a $6 million cap hit, and he has one goal in 19 games. And, you know, he does have 40 shots. He's playing 17 minutes. But, you know, when you look at a guy like Plekanec, there was a lot of people last year that were a little concerned about, okay, maybe he's starting to show signs of age. Is he showing even more this year?
Yeah, last year he started to show it offensively because he was a 20-goal scorer each and every year. Like, he had 7 straight seasons of 20 goals, even if you prorate the lockout years. But last year he was under 20 goals for the first time in a very, very long time. He's a guy that can produce. And, you know, he's had successful seasons where he's got up to 70 points, and he's had tough seasons where he was stuck in the 30 to 40 point, but those were rare. He was really consistent, being a 50-60 point guy, and he was going against the team's opposition. And if he's playing 16 to 17 minutes, it's ideal. It's exactly what you want. it's been a mixed bag. There's a reason why he plays 17 minutes a night. It's because when the Canadians played the Flyers, Claude Giroux did nothing. When they played the Islanders, John Tavares did nothing. When they played the Penguins, Crosby wasn't there, but Malkin did nothing. He goes head-to-head defensively against every single one, and he is very underrated in this. And he takes his defensive zone so seriously, and at this point it seems he's taken it so seriously that he's forgotten how to be offensive. Half the time he does his shift for 25 seconds, and he's on an attack, a 3-on-3 or a 2-on-2, and he's like, I'll dump and change. Like, he just does it all the time, and he does have offensive skill. But there's a reason why he plays 17 minutes, because the coach can't rely on anybody else defensively at the center ice position. Mm. But if you're getting paid this much and you're playing that much, you need to produce. And it is a problem right now for him offensively.
Well, it is interesting looking at the ice time of the Montreal forwards, because if you look at it, Pacioretty plays the most, 17 and a half, and then it's Thomas Plekanec at 17:03. And no one else plays even over 16 minutes. Like Galchenyuk's 15:50, Radulov's 15:40. Now, maybe it's because they're winning a lot of games and they've won by two. So, you know, it's you know, the games are out of hand sometimes, so they're able to share their minutes. But is there a concern at all that the Habs, as much as they've got Carey Price, that they don't necessarily have anybody that, when they have to match up against the other team's lines, can go mano-a-mano?
I think they're pretty happy with the way that their top line is performing, and that includes Paul Byron up with Galchenyuk and Radulov. Now, the reason is they're winning a lot, so they really turn to their defensive guys. Michel Therrien just trusts Thomas Plekanec in defensive zone faceoff. So the Habs are up. They've won so many games. They're up in the third period, and it's just every defensive zone faceoff, it's going to be Torrey Mitchell's line. It's going to be Thomas Plekanec's line. And if Galchenyuk's line starts out there, Torrey Mitchell or Andrew Shaw are out there to take the faceoff. He just does not trust Alex Galchenyuk defensively. Now, if the Canadiens' record was 500 and they were in tighter games, I do think that he'd push Galchenyuk on the ice and you'd see those times. I think those times are a reflection of how the Canadiens have been winning. And though the one player that should just be playing more, he should be at 20 minutes a night, is Alex Radulov, because he's just a treat to watch of late. But Alex Galchenyuk is just because the coach just doesn't trust him defensively.
Okay.
One bit.
Okay.
His faceoff percentage is like 38. It's worse than Malkin. Malkin has a horrific faceoff percentage. And I just kind of, like we've been talking about, we're like, maybe it's just Malkin. You know, like if he could get 100 points like Malkin, that's great, which no one ever thinks he can, but at least maybe get to be a point of player game. But then you're okay if you're sitting at 40%. But he can't win a faceoff for his life.
Do the Habs rely too much on Carey Price? Like I've been breaking down the number. I'm not sure I agree with that, but a lot of people think it. Is there a concern that they rely too much on the best goalie in the world?
It's a subject that's always there. It's just a little ho-hum. It's like, you have Carey Price. Why don't you rely on him, you know? But they had a stretch of games where they were giving up 35 to 40 shots a game, and that was a concern. But then they came back, and Michel Therrien, we've corrected some things, and then now the Canadiens have really only been giving up, you know, 20 to 25 shots a game. And if you're giving up 20 to 25 shots a game, you score two goals, Carey Price is on the other end, good luck trying to score on him. It just, you really have to do something special to score on him. He's really on point when it comes to the way he's playing hockey. Like, even you should, they lost that game against Florida in overtime, and the game-winning goal was 3-on-3, one-timer from Ekblad from the point where his stick breaks. It's going at 2 miles an hour, then deflects off of Beaulieu's skate and then past Carey Price, and he was furious he didn't save it. And there was just no chance it was happening. And it just, that's the way he was. He was angry about that goal, and he was angry about a deflection that got by him. He just, there's focus that I haven't seen in a long time from him, and he had that Vezina winning season a couple of years ago. There's something special about Carey Price this year.
Quickly, which other team in the Eastern Conference that you've seen do you think is the best outside of the Habs?
I know they lost Steven Stamkos, but I just know that Tampa is there because they've got the goaltending. They got a stud in Victor Hedman on the blue line, and Kucherov is producing. Jonathan Drouin is back from injury. Tampa is a team I think that they should worry about. I've always kind of liked the Rangers. They're doing better than I thought, And I think you can never discount Pittsburgh. I think that there's a two or three teams that are probably in the end could be better than the Canadiens.
And I can't believe you didn't pick Columbus. They're crushing everybody right now.
They are. And the reason I'm not is a couple of years ago, I had Columbus pretty much going all the way. I really liked them. And then they, you know, didn't make the playoffs. And I looked really bad. And I'm angry at them right now. but they look good. I like Columbus.
Oh, man, they've been beating all the top dogs. They just beat the Canadiens twice. Obviously, we saw them crush the Habs. They dominated St. Louis. Like, they, to me, are the biggest surprise team, without a doubt. I wonder if they're going to come down to earth or not. Their power play is out of their minds right now. Good, but that team, even without Seth Jones, hasn't taken their foot off the gas at all. They're actually getting better this month.
And they're scoring goals, and one of the other reasons why they're doing so well is Bobrovsky has really turned a corner as well. And the only thing is they're really leaning on him early in the season, and I wonder how that's going to affect him down the line.